The following podcast may contain mature themes and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the No Fear Friday edition of the No Fear Project podcast. I'm your host, Pete D'Amico. As the global pandemic continues, the opinions on how to handle the crisis become stronger, especially on social media. It is only natural for people to evolve in their thinking about something we knew, and frankly still know, little about. The interesting part is how much people are digging in on one side or another. That got me thinking about our current world. It seems that we live in a society of or. You believe this or that. You are all in on something or you are completely against it. Somehow, we have gotten to a place where unwavering support for one view is the norm. Is it celebrated and rewarded? It must be. Or why would it continue? What is the alternative? That's what I've been pondering. And we'll share right after this quick word from our sponsor, Silver Fox Athletics. If you are anything like me, you have big goals. I really wanted to become a better runner, and you guessed it, fear was stopping me. I needed a running coach. Enter Coach Andy and Silver Fox Athletics. I started working with Coach Andy, and he produced the perfect customized training plan. His plan and support were just what I needed. The fear started melting away instantly. I ended up with a shiny new personal record in the half marathon and even conquered my biggest running fear of all, the 26.2-mile marathon. Coach Andy specializes in those middle and back-of-the-pack runners like me, and even those that have never run much. Get more information about Silver Fox Athletics at silverfoxathletics.org. Also, follow Silver Fox Athletics on Instagram. While you are there, click book to get your free initial consultation with Coach Andy. Make sure to tell him you heard about Silver Fox on the No Fear Project. What is the alternative to the or world we live in? The answer lies in the power of and. The power of and starts with opening our minds. Is there a possibility that we may not have all the answers? Spoiler alert, the truth is, we never have all the answers. If we may not be right all the time, what do we do? First, listen. Listen to others. Collect information like it is the most valuable currency in the world. Second, get creative about how you process information. We have an unprecedented opportunity for creativity. The rules of normal are gone. Creativity needs to be the new normal. Be creative with how you collect, view, share, and develop information. Get creative at home, at work, and in your community. Which leads to number three, embrace and. Because you have collected information and decided to use creativity, you can now unleash the power of and. You could be both fearful and hopeful. You could be both diligent in your defense against COVID-19 and find ways to go out to eat with friends. Of course, do this within the bounds of the rules and laws of your area. Using information, creativity, and the power of and is liberating. Let others wallow in a rigid world of or, while you find freedom in and. Life is not about trade-offs. We can thrive in difficult times by being creative and flexible. This way of thinking also frees us up from judging others. We can simply accept the information and decide how to use it. Just let others be. If you cannot find a way to do that with some, then get creative. For example, if there are some people that you do not want to interact with on social media, block them there and continue to be friends in person. My stress level has gone down precipitously since I embraced the power of and. The pandemic allowed me to look at life differently than in normal times. If you are as lucky as I am and can positively change your life during this difficult time, do it. Start today by accepting information for what it is. Information, not gospel. Be creative with how you synthesize and use information. Then use the power of and to free yourself from too many trade-offs. There is hope during this crisis. The hope lies in creativity. The hope lies in a simple three-letter word, and. Live this way, and fear becomes just another part of life. I cannot wait to see where the power of and takes us. As we wrap up this episode, I want to thank our Patreon supporters, especially our producers, the Endurance for Everyone podcast, Davis Sylvia, and the Money, Motivation, and Motherhood podcast. The support of all our patrons during this trying time is humbling. Please be sure to subscribe to the No Fear Project in your favorite podcast app and share it with a friend. Also, consider leaving a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It really does help people find the show. And as always, the way forward is together. The time to conquer is now.
Thank you for listening to the No Fear Project. Original music is from Josh and Dean. Join us on social media by searching the No Fear Project on Facebook and Instagram. Check out thenofearproject.com for more information, including in-person presentations on fear customized for your organization. The No Fear Project is committed to helping those with mental illness get help and to defeating the stigma. If you have any thoughts of harming yourself or suicide, please contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline for help now at 800-273-8255. Remember, you are not alone. The No Fear Project is a production of Paragon Media, all rights reserved.